Each weekday, Lexington cyclist Mike Galbraith makes a 4-mile commute to work. And Galbraith, who's an instructor with the League of American Bicyclists, says there is interest in extending bike routes in rural areas. In Fayette County, he says the Legacy Trail offers such an opportunity.
Any extensions of the Legacy Trail that are proposed or implemented would be really beneficial to allow residents in the outlying areas to commute to work on their bicycle.
The Legacy Trail links the Kentucky Horse Park to downtown Lexington. In total, Lexington has 25 miles of trail and designated lanes set aside for cyclists. Bikeway pedestrian coordinator Kenzie Gleason has no specific figures of the popularity of Lexington's bike routes. She hopes to have more data later this year.
One of the goals that we have this summer is to begin some formalized counts along some popular bike corridors so that on an annual or biannual basis we can get some numbers and some data that show how many people are bike commuting along those corridors.
Over the next few years, Gleason says their aim is to double the number of bike miles.
We have a plan to hopefully restripe a number of our existing streets without, you know, having to add additional pavement width, so to speak, for about another 25 miles.
Still, that depends on funding, and the bike coordinator says there's no money for new trail construction included in the budget proposal now before Lexington's Urban County Council. Gleason hopes such funding will be set aside in next year's budget. Those improvements could also include improvements in cycling safety. Tension often surfaces between bicycling commuters and motorized vehicles. Cycling instructor Mike Galbraith says bicyclists can help to foster a share-the-road philosophy.
Riders who ride lawfully and responsibly really do a lot to help improve the image of bicyclists who are cycling in the public right-of-way.
May is National Bike Month. This month, individuals and businesses are competing in the Commuter Challenge. Prizes will be awarded to cyclists who log the greatest number of trips. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.